What's up, Doc?
Put her there, varmint! Bonaparte Sam's the name, and every table's my game! Have a caratini, grab a chair, pull a lever, gamble away!
Thanks kindly, but I'm not here to gamble.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, just so. Rub it in over there. You got triple internets, motherfucker. Living in the field and running on a hotspot.
Jay, I got so much internet, I don't even know what to do with it all. I'm looking for homeless people to donate my internet.
Fucking meanwhile, Julian's out there planting fucking fake owls and shit in the cow field to try to scare him off his pathway so it can have a fucking straight shot of what he's seeing. Jesus Christ.
Peekaboo, you fucks you. I see you, you motherfucker.
Do you want to talk, or do you want to bet?
We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, 2 dozen emails.
Counting cards is a foolproof system.
It's also illegal.
It's not illegal, it's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal too.
Yeah, maybe after 9/11 where everybody gets so sensitive. Thanks a lot, Binbot.
Hey everybody, so Vegas Confessions is back. Welcome to episode 16. I'm Shane.
I'm Julian.
I'm Eric.
So we hopefully you guys enjoyed our last episode, which was recap. I know it was long, and it was long, but I got some pretty good feedback on it. I think everybody likes trip reports to a certain point.
Yeah, it is one big thing because you're reliving the moments, you know? And that's kind of what leads me to do videos, is to be able to just look back on it and enjoy it, man.
All good.
Yeah, that's all you got to say on there? Just all good?
That's it.
That's all.
I can elaborate if you'd like.
Oh, no, I'm sure there's plenty of time to elaborate here in the future of the episode. You know, we'll
okay,
go from there.
Fair enough. So. We'll save it for the show.
There you go. But, yeah, it was awesome to do. It was really cool. And I guess, you know, usually what we do is the shout-outs on this one. And then we're going to roll into kind of a hodgepodge of stuff. We did get some calls. We have a letter that's kind of funny that Eric's going to get a big kick out of. We have a food review, and we'll roll into there. So we kind of got a little match of everything, so we're kind of back on track. You know, hopefully you guys enjoy or listening, and we'll go forth. But I'm going to go ahead and, I don't know, Jules, you want to kick off the shout-outs?
Let's do it, man. So my first one, I just got to give a big one to my wife, Kelly, because, I mean, not always is she so supportive of what we're doing and this hobby that we have going on, but I don't know very many wives out there that will kick their husband out for a week and send him to Vegas. You know what I mean? Not only for my birthday, but just because she knows the love that we have for this kind of stuff. So, I mean, big shout out to her. You know, number two, I'm going to go with Joey and Norma Gibson. Now, you guys probably hear these names in a lot of different shows, and it's because they are just genuine people. And on Wednesday the 13th, they were celebrating their 20th anniversary. So congrats, guys. We love you guys, man.
Awesome.
And my last one is just, I guess this is more of a thank you to everyone subscribing and commenting on the latest YouTube vlog that we have of our trip out. Just, you know, including Epic. He had a birthday this week, so happy belated birthday, brother.
You stole my Gibson's shout out, so I gotta figure out where I'm going from here. Because that was what I had, my man.
That's awesome. I knew you were going to comment on that one. That's awesome.
Touche. I had the same fucking thing. God damn it. That's why I had you go first, because I wasn't sure.
All right. So my shout out this week goes to Adam Bauer,
nice. Travel
fanboy. Yeah. So, you know, while we're talking about our lengthy recap, he had a lengthy recap episode himself that just came out. And again, it was just nice to, you know, hear somebody else's experience, and was a fun listen. And yet another episode where Joey Gibson gets the respect that he's due. So it was nice to hear somebody else shouting out Joey. So thanks, Adam. Oh, one more thing, Adam. The receipts in question, I have them, And you actually owe me $40. So if you'd like to PayPal me the $40, I'll be happy to forward you the receipts you're requesting. Thank you.
Touche, sir. That shit's funny. So my shots on my side, and God damn it, it was stolen bulk because I was new. I was going to do a Gibson's one as well. You know, I guess that means something because when you're, you really have good people kind of floating around, that says a lot, you know. And so, you know, again, you know, it's just, great people on this whole thing. One shout out, actually I have two shout outs. So there's, and this has been kind of a repetitive thing for me, but I fucking love the guy to death. And that's Chris from Faces and Aces. Just everything that he kind of does as far as, so what we're trying to plan, and I'll go into the shout outs and then I'll kind of start, talking about this other thing that we got brewing, I suppose. But Chris is always, man, I wish more clones of him are around because he just overall is a fucking great person. Love how he represents himself and love everything else about him, you know. Another one is to Kyle, Whispers. So we're trying to set up which you guys may have heard through Twitter, a little bit on our last episode, and we're going to run into that. But we have a trip on the last weekend of July where we're going to take Oceans and we're going to split it. And so I've been working with him quite a lot on the Laughlin side. Never been to Laughlin, and all the information that he's fed my way, whether it be good or bad about Laughlin, has mainly been from Kyle. And it might be one of those things where he also, along with Chris, will kind of co-host on my side, doing the podcast on the West Coast. I guess not really West Coast, right, Eric? You said it's like inner West Coast.
It's Pacific time zone region.
Is that what we're fucking going with?
Yeah. West coast to coast just sounds better. Can I comment on that for a minute?
Yeah.
All right. So last episode, I gave all the love to Kyle, and I said that it was all his idea. And he made it a point to tell me that it was not just a Kyle idea. That in fact, our buddy at Casino Nerd, Tom, was a major part of it. Jadan and Randy are a major part of it. In fact, the two of you have played a role. I know you guys have your West Coast group thing that I'm not privy to, and I just said it was all Kyle. And he, made it a point to say there's a lot of people involved, and it's not just him. So I think this may be the first VC retraction. So Kyle, I'm taking back my shout out.
And, you son of a bitch, you don't deserve this.
Yeah, nope. Take it away. There are a lot of people involved, and there's a lot of good work being done. So Kyle, Jadan, Randy, Shane, Julian, Tom, Chris, Kim is doing an awful lot of work over on the Laughlin side. So, sounds like you guys are going to be in good hands.
I think so. And, sir, you stepped on my shout-out as well because I wasn't done talking about Tom.
Well,
and
fuck you.
Because those are the same people. It really goes back to as dumb as this fucking sounds. It takes a tribe to raise a Vegas trip, evidently. And so that's kind of, that's kind of why we're part of this, and that's kind of what we're doing. And, so it's really neat to have everybody involved and part of that.
Oh, I left a name out, so I'm searching through the I'm stepping on your shit all over
God
again.
Oh, God damn it,
I'm
dude.
Sorry. Jesus. I left Saul off the list.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So per Whispers _ Vegas, Tom, Jadan, Randy, Saul, Chris, Julian, and Shane.
And I will also add Christopher Six, who is on our chat group from Laughlin. And he is actually, I think he lives in Bullhead or City or some shit like that. And really nice guy. He actually already offered, he has occupied Laughlin more than once. And he offered comp rooms to some of the group. So far, I've never met the man. It's been on Twitter. But, these little things as we kind of build the group and build everything up. So I think we beat the shit out of the shout out thing. So I'm going to say, rolling into this whole Oceans trip. For those guys who don't know, last weekend of July, Eric and Julian, along with everybody else, is going to head to Atlantic City and get that going. I think Eric said you had like 30, 31 people possibly going on that side. We're going to break off. We're going to Laughlin, and we're going to kind of do our side as well. We're going to try to do that live. We're going to pick a time where we're both together, and we bring both those groups together, and it stems off nothing but just fucking love for travel in Vegas and the people we meet. That's really what this means. And it weighs a lot on me because, you know, man, I met, you know, some fucking awesome friends on this thing. Continue to meet them, you know, so it's a cool thing. So join us. That's the weekend of July 27th. You can catch us on Twitter. If anybody on the Laughlin, so anybody in, like, California area that can get to Laughlin easy, or Minnesota, shit, I don't give a shit. If you want to get to Laughlin, let us know on our side. And then we're going to kind of advertise and build it up.
There's protocol, Shane.
Hey.
That's protocol.
Yeah.
So the East Coast people are staying east. The West Coast people, other than Jay and Kelly, are staying west.
Yeah. Protocol.
And then we had a draft over the Central Time Zone. With the first pick, the East Coast drafted Joey and Norma Gibson.
Damn it. I remember that shit. Right. So I feel like the Seahawks all over again.
We have Joey and Norma Gibson. Now, there's plenty of other good people in the Central Time Zone. But my first pick went to Joey and Norma. I then bamboozled Kyle, and I traded him the fourth pick overall and a Midwesterner to be named later for the second pick in the draft.
That, well played, sir. I will clap out loud because that is well played. We really should do some kind of a bracketing thing in the next two or three episodes and just bracket it out and see who's what. Like, who wins the pickoff and who doesn't. Who's the first draftees, who's not. That would fucking be phenomenal.
You know, if the Moores were in play, I'd be drafting the Moores next.
Hey, you already got the Gibsons, dude. That's not fair.
I'm fucking taking over Texas. Oh, if you live in Texas, you should come to Atlantic City. With the first pick in the Central Time Zone draft, we choose the state of Texas.
Okay.
There it is.
You know what? Okay. Don't get me on the fucking Yellow Rose of Texas bullshit. I already gave you guys, and I played that little theme song last episode. Yeah, I think hopefully this is
collusion. Jay, how's your clapping game? Have you been practicing?
Uh-oh.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let's do it. Eric, you want to kick it off?
The stars at night are big and bright.
Oh, Jules. You still got to work on it.
Too late. Yeah, I was too
late. Shit. Too good. That's all for you, Joey. Even though you completely shaded us and are not going to Laughlin, that's for you, sir, because I care that much about who you are and Norma.
I'll tell you what's pretty neat, man, is a lot of people over on the AC chat, they're already booking their rooms at Ocean. I mean, a lot of people excited about staying at Ocean and just checking it out. I know we are. I'm excited just to go. I've heard the stories about the escalators in the building, so you got to hold on to the rails pretty goddamn tight.
Suicide rails, right, I hear? Something like that?
So here, the escalators are really, really steep. If it's something that you're uncomfortable with, they have elevators, so it's not like you have to take the escalator.
It sounds like they are the elevator, as steep as they are. Is that true? Because that's pretty damn steep.
Not quite that steep, but they're pretty steep.
Awesome. So, yeah. So that's it. Anybody else have anything about the trip?
Excited, man. Excited to go back to the East Coast, take the family to experience some of these people and meet some of these folks. I mean, you know, Ed, they're all excited about getting together. And I think I saw today, I've been trying to stay on top of everything, but correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, Tim from The Better Life is attending?
Very high probability.
Nice.
That is the plan. He has a possible family, I don't want to say complication, but the timing has to be right, but he's pretty sure he can make it.
That's cool.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And not to forget, he's in Vegas today, so shout out to Tim. Have a good trip, brother.
That's awesome. Yeah, it will be fun. No matter what we do, you know, we always try to put that in there. I think it'll be a blast. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. So join. You know, do whatever you guys can do. The next thing we're kind of going to roll into a little bit is we're getting letters back and forth. And this one, this is kind of a surprise for Julian and Eric. So I apologize, guys, ahead of time. But I found it just fucking hilarious, possibly. You know, you, Eric, have a favorite restaurant, I believe, at the Gold Coast, correct?
Ping, pang, pong.
Ping, pang, pong. So
correct, sir.
We got this letter from Steve, and he says this. He says, guys, love the podcast, keep up the great work. And again, if I butcher some of these Italian names, I apologize, but this is his letter. You've mentioned and laughed at the Ping Pang Pong restaurant name at the Gold Coast. Did you know this was actually a reference to the Giacomo Puccini opera Turandot in 1924? Ping Pang and Pong are three Chinese ministers who appear in the opera. Puccini was also known for the operas La Boheme, 1896, Tosca, 1900, and Madame Butterfly, 1904. So, Eric, I ask you, your favorite restaurant, did you know any of that?
Nope.
Well, there you go. Now you do.
Sure. I would say opera. If I were to list knowledge base, you know, just different items where I feel confident in my knowledge, opera would be really, really close to the bottom of the list.
I'm with you, because I think I mispronounce every single thing in the letter when it came to the opera. But thank you, Steve. That's
so
nice to know.
Steve, thank you for the education. I appreciate it. And that's not anything I would have ever come up with without that letter. So thank you.
Little stuff like that. So that means you guys write in. You know, we want to kind of hear from you. It doesn't really matter what it is. If you don't want to call in and do a Vegas confession, you can always write in. So vegasconfessionspod@gmail.com is our email. And yeah, you know, we're always scrappling for that kind of stuff and bringing in. So Steve, thank you very much. We all do appreciate that. That's pretty kick ass. So
we almost made it out to Ping Pang Pong, but we ended up going to what was it? Ping Taco. Remember? We were on the way there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, by the way,
geographical issue.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a tad one, but I will tell you I think the view from the Ping Taco was a little bit better than the view would have been from Ping Pang Pong. But that's all—that's my opinion, strictly. So,
speaking of
Ping Taco, the view at the Gold Coast is not exactly the same as the pool over at the Hard Rock.
Touché. I think it just closed this week, right?
No,
it's still open. No. They're gonna do renovations, though. And actually, Eric, you told us that Virgin bought that.
Mm-hmm. That is going to be a Virgin hotel, and I think their thing is they cater to female business travelers. So I don't know how that translates. I've never stayed at a Virgin hotel, but I've heard very good things. So you know, if you like Hard Rock for what it is, I think it's going to be Hard Rock for another year. Scott from Vital Vegas was reporting on that, that the transformation and renaming will be some point in 2019.
That's correct. Actually, 2019, they're going to rename it. And I think 2020 is going to be kind of the, you know, the rolling out past that. So, and I got to say, you know, my experience there, I really enjoyed it. I know it's not right on the strip, but the property's laid out well. There are some good restaurants. You know, it was nice. It was really, really cool. Yeah. I would stay there again.
So what I was looking at right now is the rehab pool part was closed down for some renovations for a little while. That's what I saw this week. I was like, damn, already they're making moves already.
So, but we, along with letters, we have calls that rolled in. And speaking of shout-outs and everybody stealing a shout-out, the first call we got actually is from Joey Gibson, none other. So we're going to go play that. We're going to comment on it, and we'll go from there.
Hello?
Yes.
I have a confession.
Go on.
I've kind of sin-cited.
Confession. How y'all doing, guys?
Son of a bitch.
Sorry, watching. You know what? Okay, let me start over. This is Joey Gibson, San Antonio, Texas. We're here live in Las Vegas, watching the Yankees Astros game. My son Joey's got a three-way parlay, and Astros got a win, but it looks like they might drop this one. So. Sitting here, lots of fun, video poker bar, and it brought back some memories. memories that I think that you might enjoy a little bit of the confession, since this is Vegas Confessions. How bad you gotta fuck up to get kicked out of Spots of Fun? Pretty damn bad. Been there, done that, sitting here. Shit, it had to have been back in 98, I believe. Me and my cousin and his wife, time, pulled an all-nighter. Sun's coming up, about 7 o'clock in the morning. Totally wasted, as you could imagine. And this guy and this gal walked up next to us. And, well, my cousin just starts talking smack, not smack, but talking with her. And the guy gets all pissed off. Next thing you know, it didn't come to fighting, but some words were exchanged. And long story short, too late, we got kicked the fuck out. So that's my confession. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Holler at y'all soon. Love ya. All right, Vegas Confessions, part two of Joey Gibson's confession. Still alive here at Slots of Fun. Okay, I didn't tell you, we do have a part two of the story after we got kicked out the first time. Well, shit, now my son's getting kicked out for the second time. Anyway, I digress. Sitting outside right now, waiting for our quote-unquote Uber. Love you, Joy. Anyway, so check this out. After we got kicked out of Slots of Fun the first time, me, my cousin, and his wife at the time, yeah, we went ahead and took a cab. Back in the day, that's what we used to do. We took a cab to, where we go? Plaza? Oh, Palace Station. Palace Station. Go over there, decided to do a breakfast brunch. It's now Sunday morning. Got the champagne. You know, Chris would really dig it. Chris Moore. I know how he likes the mimosas. Anyway, so we order up our brunch. We didn't order the we order up the brunch. He declined the mimosas and said no thank you. They sit us again. It's me, my cousin, his wife. They sit us at the table, and I say, hey, how bad do y'all want some of that champagne? Do you really want a mimosa? They're like, no, we're good. I said, no, do you want it? I said, I'll get it. She's like, you're going to buy it? I thought you were broke. I said, yeah, this Mexican's broke, but I'm going to go get it. So I go up to them. Back then, they used to just put the champagne bottles up on the front. When you check in, they give you a pour of champagne. That's it. You're on your way. Well, I sneak this Mexican ass up to the front. I grab that bottle of champagne. I go back to our table, and we start serving up our own mimosas. It ain't but 2 minutes later, the guy in the front, he's going to all the tables just doing this looky-looky-looky-loo thing. Where's my champagne? Where's my champagne? We make eye contact. He's like, there it is. He's coming at me. He's coming at me like a freaking cheetah at a wounded deer. And he's just running down freaking the buffet. Coming for that damn bottle of fucking champagne. I grab the bottle. We top it all off. I say, here you go, sir. He's like, next time you pay for that. I said, I already paid for it. I'm going to have a hangover in a little bit. Hey, BC, love y'all.
Holy shit, sir. Slots of Fun, really, of all fucking places to be kicked out of. That is,
now
I don't know if that's a low bar.
Take me with him.
Yeah, right. I don't know if that's a low bar, medium, high. I'm not sure. If you're this high, you can get kicked out of Circus Circus. Evidently, that was a fucking thing. So, goddamn.
That's hilarious. I don't know if you could get me into Slots of Fun. So to get kicked out would be really, really tough. Joey, man, I salute you. That's a good story. Thanks for sharing.
I don't know why there's not a strip club called Slots of Fun. That would actually be a nice little playoff, like right next to Circus Circus. I think they could bring in the money if they really want to make that work, but whatever.
No comment.
Yeah, right. So our next call is actually from Neil, who actually is a friend of Eric's. You know, he's called into the website or called in the podcast a couple times. Really great guy. First time I actually seen him face to face, and this may have been a little faux pas on my side because I've never really seen him. I've heard his voice on the phone calls, but really didn't put two and two together. So he was at Zorkfest, and he was actually the podcasters after dark, and we're all gathering around. And I, you know, hopefully this is okay, but I walked up to him and he could reach out and he goes, "Hey, Shane." I go, "Yeah." And he shook my hand, and I go, "Man, Neil." And I go, "You are a tall son of a bitch," because he is huge.
He's a tall son of a bitch, which works against him sometimes. So, you know, before hanging out with you guys, Neil was the only one that caused casino drama.
Oh, and, shit.
Oh, no.
And what happens, because he's such a big guy, people, like, when things become confrontational, you know, nobody wants to mess with Neil, right? Yeah. Like, that's just a thing.
But he seems like a teddy bear, though, right? Or is he?
He's listen, if you're his friend, he's got your back no matter what. He's gotcha. A solid guy.
Gotcha.
But if he's liquored up and somebody says something stupid, he's less of a teddy bear than you might think.
Okay. Point taken.
But you know, Jay could do the same thing that Neil would do, and people wouldn't be on guard because they're, I don't know, that they're the same size as him. When Neil does something like that, and I just use Jay as an example, but when Neil does something like that, there's this like giant
intimidation.
Like, yeah, there's this giant who's like reaching down and. Anyway,
you're right though. You guys, he's a great guy. He was messaging us all week when we were in Vegas.
Yeah,
hey,
he was.
I'm gonna be here tonight, guys. I want to get together with you guys. And you're right, Shane. When I met him, I was the same thinking the same thing. Fuck, this guy's tall. And then his buddy Larry was pretty tall too. Really nice guys. They had a good time.
Had a great time.
To give you an idea of how large Neil is for the people that haven't met him. He tries to, well, he doesn't try. Like, he insists on giving me piggyback rides around the casino.
Wait, say that again? That's what the fuck he does? Really? Nobody seems that weird?
That actually happens. Yeah, yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that, because Traeger, as soon as he saw him, he's like, hey, let's go get in front of the go-go thing, and you're going to pick me up off the ground. And sure enough, he picked him up and lifted him up, and they took pictures, yeah.
Guys, so that's we funny. Were at Harrah's Atlantic City, and you know, he always has these like gimmicky things that he likes to do. It's his entertainment. And he said to me, so I have the dice, and he says to me, if you hit them all, I'm gonna pick you up and I'm gonna put you on top of the ATM machine.
That's random.
And I was like, no, really, you don't have to do that. How about I roll them all, you pick up your chips, we high five, and we move on. I rolled them all. The man grabbed me and picked me up, I don't know, 5 feet in the air. And he didn't get me on top of the ATM machine because people intervened. but that was his intent. And physically, he could have done it. So
jeez, you're screaming the whole time, high five. I said fucking high five.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a true story.
Well, there you go. Well, here's Neil.
Hey guys, it's Neil calling. I guess this is kind of a trip report that I'm giving. I wasn't there specifically for Zorkfest. I'd already booked for Memorial Day weekend, and it was a good coincidence that all of you were there, other people that I know. Fortunately, Julian and Shane, I didn't get to really hang out with you two. I saw you at the Podcasters After Dark, and I got to play a session at Golden Gate with Eric playing crafts. Just a couple observations from me, on my trip. MGM pool was perfect. It was like 7 different pools. It went really well. I had a really good time. Played a lot of craps downtown. I discovered something, by Bally's that I didn't even know was there. It's a place called Blue Ribbon Fried Chicken. It's absolutely the best chicken I've ever had in my life. I don't know if you guys had a chance to check it out. If not, you should. Trying to think what else I did. It was just a lot of crap. It wasn't really a big winning session. I got to meet Mark and Dr. Mike. That went well. That was the first time I met him a year ago, but I never really played craps with them. And I don't know if you guys got to meet Larry. Got to hang out with him again. You know, Larry's my old college roommate. He lives down in San Diego now, so I don't get to see him a whole lot. Not much of a trip report. But there it is, and I was wondering if you guys want to talk about the next meetup you're having, if there is one at all. Thanks. Hey, guys, it's Neil. One message. Have you guys noticed that white people love mayonnaise on shit? I want to know if you guys want to elaborate on that. Thanks.
So, mayo. it's a thing. I mean, I've worked my way through college in the restaurant business, and that was a thing. Jay, is that your experience as well?
No, sir. I don't do mayo on fries.
Your experience in the restaurant business. Would you say?
Yeah.
That's definitely. Oh, yeah. I'm white, but I'm Jewish, so I don't know if that makes a difference. Like, the only condiment we use in my house is ketchup.
Oh, and, I hate ketchup.
And you've got no taste. Oh, you like mayo,
mustard guy.
I love mustard. I can do mustard. Okay.
But I will tell you, like, yeah, I mean, I see a lot of white people eating mayo, and I don't know what this has to do with
Vegas
per se, or any kind of a confession, but since he brought it up, I mean, yeah,
it's there.
What's up with all the mayo?
This is turning into a Seinfeld episode really fucking quick.
That's the deal with the mayo.
So, Jules,
I'm going to say he had a few drinks. He was walking around. He saw somebody eating fries and probably eating with ranch or something, which is maybe just as bad. It's the same fucking thing as mayo.
Same thing. Yeah.
Same shit.
Yeah. Yeah, although, I saw them make ranch for the first time last year. And I swore off ranch after I saw it, how it was made. I was done. I was like, can't do that anymore. Yeah. Do a lot of people, Jules, when they order, like if you got to do a ratio of burgers that are ordered, how many of them say, hey, I want a side of mayo? And then do you ever look at their face and know if they're one?
No. Sides of mayo are pretty frequent, but we have a club sandwich, which automatically gets mayo, and few times does it come in that they don't want mayo on it. So majority of the time people are good with mayo, and that's probably that's the only thing that goes on that sandwich. Yeah, yeah. As far as sauce,
it is what it is. I mean, like I said, like Eric said, Neil, I think I'm more percentage white than Eric, because you got to take the Jewish, maybe put it on the side. So maybe I can eat for white. I like mayo. I'm a mayo guy. I don't like ketchup because I don't like how a fucking tomato looks at me. It's like a cat. They just think they're better for some reason. I don't like the look. I don't like the feel. You know, fucking tomatoes. But that actually leads us into food review, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk some food.
So, our first food review after our latest trip, this place that we're going to review, Hash House A-Go-Go. Inside the plaza, I had seen it when I first checked in. It's right to right to the left of your check-in. And on Google, it's got 4.5 stars. On Yelp, it's got 4 stars. And we went Thursday morning, the day after we got in. And I was joined by Joey, little Joey, who's bigger than Big Joey, and his girlfriend, Ashley. We went about 10 a.m. And again, not very many people, so we sat down right away. Ordered our drinks. I had coffee and orange juice. Joey had a cold brew nitro coffee, and little Joey had a coffee. Ashley had a old school hot chocolate, which was this huge mug with marshmallows and chocolate everywhere. It looked really good, but she wasn't too impressed by it. Said it just didn't taste chocolatey enough. But on to the food. You know, we were looking at the menu. We couldn't figure out what we wanted, so we ordered these combos called the Tractor Driver Combo. And this thing comes with a huge-ass pancake that's probably a foot and a half wide, and 2 eggs, a choice of meat, toast, and literally, this pancake was very, very sweet, very delicious. Long story short, by the time we left this place, we all split up, ended back in our rooms to take a nap and chill for a bit. It was that damn good. But
that good, huh?
The service was very choppy, because the first time when I went with the Gibsons, you know, it was kind of hit or miss. She was coming around every now and then. But little to my surprise, I look up. So the 3 of us had the Tractor Driver Combo. But little Joey, he had the Sage Chicken and Bacon Waffles. It was served with the maple reduction, and he was super stoked about it. He was having everybody try it, and it was really, really sweet. So I also went for a second visit, I think a couple days later, to meet up with Whispers, his wife Sarah, Baby Whispers, and Nicole, our host. So we went over, had some coffee, and hung out with them. And the service was just on point. That's probably because the host was there. But literally, I mean, drinks never got empty. Had a great morning. Shared some laughs. And again, more than likely, we will be back pretty soon.
That's, dude, yeah, that's, I will say, just my two cents on the Hash House. So it is in the Plaza, but it also is at the Link. And that's when I went a couple of years ago. And, dude, man, the fucking food. And it's good late drunk night food. I think the Plaza one, I think there's one at the Rio, too. But I think they shut down early, and then the Link stays open.
Yeah, they close at 11, yeah.
Do they? Yeah, I think the Link stays open 24 hours unless they change that. But, yeah, it's amazing. I think I had a hamburger with, like, mashed potatoes on it, which, yes, I ordered.
Yes.
I had a side of mayo. No, I'm just did I? But awesome, dude. Thanks, man. Ha-ha! So hopefully you guys are enjoying the episode so far. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and plug some promos and friends of other podcasts. And enjoy.
What's going on, everybody? Tim Lawson here, host of The Better Life. That's B-E-T-T-O-R. You can congratulate me on the cleverness later. I got a fun show on gambling where I talk to bettors and gamblers of all kinds about their approach to gambling, their introduction to gambling, and much, much more. It's a fun show. If you don't believe me, let's ask Eric Rosenthal. Eric, what do you think of the show?
I love this fucking show.
Well, there you have it. Head over to your podcatcher of choice and check out The Better Life.
Hey, guys and gals. This is Sean, host of the Bourbon and Branch podcast. And I have a confession to make on Vegas Confessions, the awesome podcast you are listening to right now. I really love bourbon. Bourbon. And if you enjoy that fine American-made spirit as well, please subscribe and listen to Bourbon and Branch on your favorite podcast platform. Cheers, everyone.
Manamana. Manamana. Manamana.
So, let's talk about doing things for the ones you love.
Okay.
You may recall on a prior episode, I had discussed the podcast, the last podcast on the left.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So this is, I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it to, this is one of my wife's favorite podcasts. How about that?
Okay.
And we were listening the other night, and they actually, like they need us to shout them out, but we were listening the other night, and the most recent episode that they're covering is episode 320 is Biggie and Tupac Part 1.
Yes.
And they basically go over, you know, they give you a little bit of the history behind the East Coast, West Coast, and, you know, the people, and that's kind of my thing. And it was a really good episode. And in there, they talked about how they are recording live podcasts and they're touring the country doing that.
Oh, wow.
So I think, wow, that would be really cool. I mean, that if I could take her, right, that would be a cool thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be neat, man.
Right.
Can you imagine? Okay.
So I do some digging now, right? So it's a little bit of humble pie to take her there to begin with. Okay. So then I look and I see, oh, they're going to be like an hour and a half from my house.
Shut up.
They're going to be about an hour and a half from my house. Guess where I have to take her?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. So I listen, when you love somebody, you do what's right. So yeah. I am taking my wife on June 30th to Philadelphia to see the last podcast on the left. I got they have those VIP meet and greet tickets. So I'm going to look Ben Kissel in his face and tell him to go fuck himself. But But no, really, it's a great show. This is all tongue in cheek. They do a great job, and I was looking, man. They sell out like theaters all over the country. Like this was not. I mean, their following is
unreal.
No, and I will say actually, so myself, I'm looking at doing, I'm looking at booking flights. So in Seattle, I used to live over there for like 14, 15 years, and there's something in Seattle called Bumper Shoot, and Bumper Shoot happens on, I think Labor Day weekend actually, and it is this blowout of nothing but music and a hodgepodge of everything. They're playing Bumper Shoot, and I got a lot of friends that live over there, and I really thought about, God, you know, because this is the one. So, Eric, when you, by the way, I should, you know, we took a picture, for those of you who maybe saw it on Twitter or not, but Julian, after our last podcast, three podcasts ago, when Ben Kissel was the favorite podcaster to your wife, we took a picture with Julian with the Vegas Confessions. I did not plan it, per se. But when we went to Zorkfest the first day, I wore my last podcast on the left shirt, and fucking Eric looked over and he goes, "You motherfucker, you're doing this on purpose just to get me." And I honestly didn't put two and two together, but you know. So we took a picture with his wife and everything. But you know, when you talk about respect for what we do, you know, this community goes bigger than what Vegas is. This is the one podcast, and I'll give a huge shout out and kind of play off what you said, Eric, man. But it was one of the first ones that I just went, oh, my God, these guys got it. They know what's going on. They've been around, I think, a little over 7 years now. Ben Kissel, he's doing other things. He does Lincoln's Top Hat and some other. He's on, actually, MSNBC. It is neat to see. To know where they came from, and I listened to them from the very, very beginning to what they are now, and it's pretty amazing. So, you know, that's why we do. That's a lot of why I do what we do, and I think you guys are kind of on board on the same thing. You know, we're new, obviously, but that's the love of it. It's a personable feel, and motherfucker, Philadelphia, God, I never thought I don't know what to expect when you go to Philadelphia. We'll see what happens. But that, dude, that truly is a labor of love, sir. My hat's off to you. That's pretty cool, man. Yeah.
Any of you scumbags that live in Philadelphia, if you still listen to this show, if you want to come out and hang out with us, we'll be there June 30th. It is at the Trocadero. I don't know what that is. That must be the name of the theater, or
I'm assuming something
like that. But there are looks like there's VIP tickets left. I don't think they have any general admission tickets left. So
awesome.
You know, yeah, awesome. come hang out if you can.
Not one to promo their podcast, but you know, I think that one is a huge standing as far as I'm concerned. And evidently Eric's wife is concerned.
By the way, these guys look like they might eat mayo.
I think at least one of them do. I think Henry probably fucking loves mayo with his fries. I think we're right up the same fucking alley. I'm pretty positive. So
yeah.
What's really cool is it's an easy listen, and they all really, really enjoy what they do. And you know, when you hear other podcasts, like, you can bet on that. And, you know, Comedy Bang Bang, where they love what they do and they're having a good time with their stuff. You know, it makes it that much more fun to listen to and enjoyable. So,
oh, yeah,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, no, I think that's awesome. And actually, while we're on that topic a little bit, so, you know, we kind of I threw a quick shout out for Luella Chavez, who's doing a Vegas playground. So I've been catching some things on Twitter. again, thanks, you know, just for what you're doing. I mean, they're short snips, and I believe I haven't listened to episode 3, but Keith Lyle's on episode 3. And Luella, you need to calm the fuck down, because you already have like 3 episodes out in what, a week and a half time frame, you know, albeit they're short, but come on, you know, give us some breathing room here.
Number 3 is not short. Number 3 is a full-blown episode.
Is it? Okay, minutes. I haven't heard yet. Yeah, so okay. Yeah. Well, kudos on you. Again, calm the fuck down. Just slow down what you're doing. We'll go there.
She's awesome. She's got a lot of personality. Number 2, I don't know if you caught it, Eric. She's like, make sure you listen, and then she talks like a man. She's all, make sure you subscribe. She's just fun to listen to. It's a good listen, and because of her and her hard work of this week putting out 3 episodes, It looks like apparently us and Chris Kim from Faces and Aces are having a podcast beef. So she started it.
Again, dun, dun, dun.
Enjoy your trip, Shane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't
yeah.
we all just get along? I don't need any beef, right? Chris, so cool, man. God damn it. I wish you well. I don't want any beef.
No. Fucking Chris, hilarious. I just gave you a shout out. Now you're stirring the fucking crock pot again. God damn it, dude. Anyway, I think that is, I think that's kind of our podcast. Actually, this has been kind of a loosey-goosey one. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Like I said, we love what we do. The only wrap-up I have, obviously, is the Laughlin Oceans AC trip that we're doing. It'll be kick-ass. I'm beyond excited because actually in July, a week before that, I have tickets to The Dollop, which is another podcast. Coming to Salt Lake in the Mormon Tabernacle territory. So it'd be nice to see them. I don't know how they let them through the gates, but yeah, here they are. So what do you guys got?
Awesome. Yes. And one more thing I do want to remind everybody, you know, the plans are starting to happen for the whole Coast to Coast meetup. If you guys are interested in meeting some of these people from these groups, come and check it out. You know, come and meet some of the best people that will enrich your life, man. These guys are some of the best friends we have. The connections we make with these people are phenomenal. And again, you guys heard the Gibsons like 10 times on this episode. It just says a lot about the people that we meet. So again, guys, enrich your life. Come hang out with us. We look forward to seeing you guys.
So that is the weekend of July 27th, 28th, up until the 29th. Just another reminder, July 13th and 14th, a group of us have that trip to Caesars Windsor. And on the 21st, we have Bunfest in London. So if one of them works for you, come on out.
Yeah, the London thing might be a little stretch, but that's I was talking to Chris the other day. I was like, oh, man, I would love to go there, but just not possible. But
we do have listeners in London.
Oh, we do. We do. Well, I know that.
In England. I mean, Michael London. Listens. He's in London. But right. I mean, I can't imagine there's like dozens of them. But we've got some listeners in London. Know. And if you're listening and you're in England, you're in the UK somewhere and you can make it to London, come on out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And let us know if you eat mayo on your fries.
Calm the fuck down. So with that being said, after Laughlin, Chris off Aces and Aces and I are actually going to go back to Vegas for, I think, Monday, Tuesday is what I'm slotting. And we have some interviews, things we want to try to get done. We're going to leave Laughlin and head back that way. So if for some reason you guys are near Vegas on that Monday, Tuesday after that Laughlin AC trip, we should be there, you know, and we'll be bopping around. We're trying to actually be grown up. And have studies and researching and interviews and everything in line, because every single time we go to Vegas, we fuck all that up. So hopefully this will be a little bit better. I think that's all we got. Cheers.
Mustard.
Definitely not mayo. Cheers. Let's get going.
Slide all through the night, deep in the heart of Texas. The trailer park is not a sand dark. Deep in the heart of Texas, he drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, all the TV blares but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas, oh here we go. Easy now. The night descended like a hot, wet washcloth. Again.
and you sleep all night with that rickety old Ken Moore fan sitting next to your bed. Damn, baby, it's hot in here. Why don't you get me a beer? I gotta be up in a couple hours. Be a good girl now, Scoot. So you can wake up at 4:30 in the morning, climb behind the wheel of that 1972 Chevrolet El Camino, beige on metallic brown with interior to match. Drive 45 minutes up I-35 to that place that you call work, where you spend all day shoveling shit from one place to another. One place, 12 goddamn hours a day. The only thing that keeps you from stepping over that do not return line for permanent insanity is the fact that you know, sitting back in that metal box on wheels that you call a home, hopefully untouched by that beautiful woman you call your old lady, sitting in that fridge that you got from your cousin, is a six pack of Lone Star 16 ounce tall boys. That's good drinking, people. So when you wheel your monkey shit brown El Camino back into that dirt lot you call a yard, and you walk in and you sit down, ease the seat back, and you say, "Darling, the man of the house is thirsty. What say you go get me one of those Lone Star tall boys I bought last night, huh? Be a good girl now, Scoot. Baby, cable man came and took the cable box, but he was so nice, I let him drink your beer too. It's like his brain becomes one of those little rubber bands in a model airplane. It's at times like that that a good Texas man doesn't see the blue and the white and the flag anymore. This state may have run out of oil. This state may have run out of honest politicians, but God damn it, this state will never run out of good old-fashioned Lone Star State brand domestic violence. Yeah! Cable guy drank it, huh? And he took the box. Come here, baby. I love you. Daddy beats his wife within an inch of her life. Deep in the heart of Texas. Look at Dad run when the police come. Deep in the heart of Texas. Look at my friend that's got a black eye. Oh, no, deep in the heart of Texas. The children wail, but he can't make bail. Oh, shit, deep in the heart of Texas. Here we go again. Fight all through the night. way down deep in the heart of hell. State so nice, they gave it one star. So.